This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Tony from Silverdale is. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Tony, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 on Friday?
No, I'm sorry, I wasn't.
Yes. Ooh. That's okay. Don't apologize for being a man of integrity.
Wow, yeah, I guess so. All right, I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Tony has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade takes place in what city?
New York City.
Correct. Who is the current quarterback for the 49ers?
Pass.
What vegetable is known to help you see in the dark?
Carrots, but that's a myth.
Yes, it is. Is it? The two planets in our solar system known as ice giants are Uranus and what?
Let's say Jupiter.
No.
Pluto.
No.
Saturn.
No. What city is known as the City of Love?
Paris.
Yes. In the fictional world of the Hunger Games, how old do you have to be to enter the drawing?
18?
No.
10?
No.
14?
No. Gerard Way is the lead singer for what band?
Pass.
Which country is the biggest grower of coffee?
Is it Colombia?
No.
Brazil?
Correct. Which soft drink uses Santa Claus for their advertisements?
Which what?
Soft drink.
Coke.
Yes. Tony, you got 5 correct.
All yep. Right. Let's go, T.
Right down the middle. I don't know. Steve was... Actually, he lost earlier today, didn't he?
He did. He's so, already in his head.
Let's make it 2. That would be a great way to start off a Monday, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
Yeah. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade takes place in what city?
New York City.
You
Manhattan,
know it.
Baby.
Who is the current quarterback for the 49ers?
Brock Purdy.
Yes. What vegetable is known to help you see in the dark?
Carrots?
Wow, yes. The two planets in our solar system known as ice giants are Uranus and what?
Venus?
No.
Saturn?
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Damn.
What city is known as the City of Love?
What city? Philadelphia?
No.
That's brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
What city is the City of Love? I'm going to say New Orleans.
No.
Las Vegas.
No.
It's the City of Divorce.
In the fictional world of the Hunger Games, how old do you have to be to enter the drawing?
I don't know. 25?
No.
16?
No.
13?
No. Are you okay? Gerard Way is the lead singer for what band?
My Chemical Romance.
Yes. Which country is the biggest grower of coffee?
Colombia.
No.
America.
No.
Canada.
No. Which soft drink uses Santa Claus for their advertisements?
Coca-Cola.
What is that?
Yes.
I don't know.
Are you okay? Steve?
I got like a nut in my throat.
Oh.
Wow. Sounds fun.
You got
5 correct, which is a tie.
Oh.
5-5.
Tie goes to the runner.
The game's called Beat Migs. You didn't beat me.
Yeah, that's right.
And who's running?
I don't know. I have no idea. To one you both got incorrect, the ice giants that are our planets are Uranus and
Neptune.
Yes, Neptune. That was on the cheat sheet.
Ice giants.
One
that sounds like a minor league baseball team.
It does.
Right?
Yeah. One that Tony did get correct, the city of love is Paris.
Oh.
You were just thinking in the States.
Yeah, I didn't even think there's anywhere else that exists outside of America.
Wow.
Very close-minded.
It's very stupid of me.
In the fictional world of The Hunger Games, how old do you have to be to enter the drawing?
11.
No.
12.
Very young, yes. Which country is the biggest grower of coffee? One that Tony got correct as well, Brazil. Yeah. So if you knew any more than you did, you would have won, but you didn't.
Well, thanks for the expert analysis.
Congrats on tying, I guess.
Sound like Roy Jones Jr. during the Tyson fight.
Just in time for the holidays and the cold weather that is sweeping in, we have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm on coats for kids. And it would be awesome if you would help us out. We want to put as many brand new coats on local children in need as we possibly can.
Just $20. I mean, if you donate more than $20, fantastic. If you only donate $5 as well, that's great. But $20 will put a brand new American-made coat on a kid in need. And there's a lot of kids in need in Washington. Like 300,000 kids are dealing with, like, you know, just not having good living conditions where they need a brand new coat to help them getting into, you know, the winter season.
It's a great time to get involved, and you can be part of it by heading over to KISW.com. Has there ever been a song that helped you get through some tough times, Steve Migs?
Oh, man, I got to think of one, you know? I mean, with the holidays coming around the corner, that's the song that always puts me in a good mood.
Just merry and bright.
What about you?
Oh, I mean, there's...
Besides Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, there's so... No, it's just an instrumental called YYZ. That's the one that got me through tough times.
Okay, great.
Wow.
Well, one of the biggest movie stars of all time just shared that a current song helped them through some tough times. So what was it? We will tell you after 3 days grace.
The Daily Mix Show.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was recently on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he was talking about the fact that a song by Jelly Roll called Only helped him through a pretty difficult period of depression.
What moved me is, what if the darkness inside of me has finally taken my soul? What if the angels in heaven were sent to take me home? Would they fight through the demons that I have in my life? Lord, I'm believing. Eventually, I see the light. And that really moved me and touched me. And then we got in contact with each other, and I told him what it meant to me, and we didn't know each other. We'd become really good friends, and that's my boy, and I love that guy, and I'm very, very proud of him, because I love when good things happen to really good human beings, and he's one of them.
Especially, like, to turn it around.
That had to be such a trip for Jelly Roll. I mean, all of a sudden, you're like, The Rock wants to talk to you about one of your songs, and then you find out that it actually helped him. Like, like an average person, I bet he's still, you touch that your music can impact somebody, but then it's like, oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's also been impacted by this.
That's got to be a career high for sure.
That's up there, I'd imagine. I don't know any Jelly Roll songs. Only the ones whenever we talk. I don't listen. I've never listened to a single Jelly Roll song.
Ever?
No.
He's got a couple bangers.
Except for the times that we've talked about it. Oh, that's it.
Oh, he's got a couple really good ones. And when we saw him in concert, he was awesome because he brings together rock, hip hop, country. It's pretty cool.
You saw him at the Showbox, right?
Yeah, Showbox Soto. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And now he's doing like Climate Pledge.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Next go around, he'll probably be doing T-Mobile Park or something along those lines. He keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently that wasn't the only song that impacted The Rock, and he told Kelly about a couple of other songs. So I thought I could play you The Rock reading the lyrics and not say the song, and you can guess what song it is.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this was another one on the Kelly Clarkson show where The Rock was talking about the impact of this song.
And Kelly, another song that really hit me had these lyrics. He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a cider drink. He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the better times. Oh, Danny boy, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down.
All right, Tara, what do you think?
The poetry of Chumbawamba.
And that's definitely The Rock. That wasn't like a fake version of The Rock.
No, that wasn't.
It was definitely The Rock.
It was definitely The Rock. All right, how about you, Sarah? Let's see if you could guess on this one.
Kelly, that's not it. I really find great inspiration from lyrics of some true, deep-thinking songwriters. These lyrics also struck a nerve for me. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with a nitty-bitty waist,
and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Yeah.
Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny.
Wow.
So.
Is that Sir Mix-a-Lot, maybe?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And then, obviously, this is really The Rock talking about this to Kelly Clarkson. One more for you, Danny.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Kelly, there is one more. I know this is crazy, but The Rock was really moved by this song, too. Honestly saved my life after my divorce. Here are the lyrics. Hey, I think about the day my girlie ran away with my pay and fellas came to play. Now she's stuck with my homies that she f***ed. And I'm just a sucker with a lump in my throat like a chump. I did it all for the nookie. Come on, the nookie. Come on, so you can take that cookie and stick it up your, yeah.
What do you think, Danny?
And also, Significant Other is the best album by Limp Bizkit ever, and that is Nookie.
Thank you, The Rock. It is weird, though, hearing him during that interview. Like, he sounds like Robot Rock.
He does. They're getting good.
Or he just sounds more robotic.
He's getting worse.
And his movie did not do very good.
That's what they said. It did not kind of reach the expectations that were out there.
I think it made like 40 or 50 million, but the budget of it was like 280 million. The red one.
My favorite, though, is that before the movie was even released, they were calling it an instant classic. I'm like, how can you call it an instant classic if no one's even seen it yet?
Who called it an instant classic? The Rock?
It was like in the trailer.
And his agent? The Rock says instant classic.
I don't think you get to make that determination right now. The Seahawks beat the 49ers yesterday 20-17, and that was very good for us. So we decided to check the social media pages for who it wasn't good for, and that would be the San Francisco 49ers fans, to see how they are doing. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seahawks pulled off a dramatic victory over the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. 20-17 was the final score. Geno Smith scored a game-winning 13-yard touchdown run in those closing seconds, and it was awesome.
Under 20, Smith back to throw. Smith takes off. Geno Smith, end zone ahead. Touchdown, Seattle.
That was amazing. Just, I was staring at my screen like, this is not happening. This is so great. And then, of course, look quickly at the time. Like, is there enough time? I don't think there is. I think we got this.
Well, then we had to go check the social media pages for the San Francisco 49ers, of course, to see how their folks are doing. And that means we got to go straight to those comments.
That is true. At least we now realize that Seahawks fans aren't the only ones that are miserable after certain football games. I think it's any football team that loses, their fans kind of get a little irrational and lose their mind. So this is our chance to illustrate that. We've sent our comments and their posts to Jason, our production director, and said, hey, reenact him however you want. And he did just that. Are you ready for the first comment from a San Francisco 49ers fan about the Seahawks beating their team?
Yes, please.
Here we go.
We lost to the f***ing Sea Chickens? I'm calling in sick tomorrow. Signed a 49ers fan in Washington.
Ooh.
There are a lot of 49ers fans in Washington.
That's so true.
And I was seeing a lot of them this weekend. I think it was just because there was a certain level of confidence that their team was going to win, especially since, I think the last six times that they played, the Seahawks have lost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. They showed that stat like before a while back. It was like the Seahawks were just dominating. And one of the last six games, 0-6.
One of my favorite parts too is they were like, oh, Brock Purdy is undefeated against them. And then Geno Smith has never won a game against them. It's like, oh. The story of two quarterbacks.
Kind of poetic that it was Geno Smith running it in to win the game. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
Man, our defense blows. Can't even stop old-ass Geno Smith.
How old is he?
30-something. Like 34? 33, 34?
Younger than Sarah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, by a decade.
At least.
He's 34.
Yeah.
So he's actually older than me, thank you.
Because I'm not 40. Us, you know it all. We know your age.
I cut the game off assuming we would win because we were up, and then I got on Facebook and see this.
What? You were up by 4 points. It's not like this was a blowout, and they all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just scored a bunch of unanswered touchdowns. Like, it was 17-13.
Yeah.
That's on you, dummy.
I just flipped the dining room table upside down and smashed my dinner on the floor. I'm screaming with rage and anger due to this pathetic excuse of a performance. There are shattered plates everywhere, and the guests are crying while leaving. This is officially the final straw.
That sounds like someone's Thanksgiving next week.
Yeah. Somebody needs to maybe start smoking weed or something.
I think it's just a yard game.
Just chill out. I hope you were just being exaggerating and that wasn't a true story, because that's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got one more comment from our San Francisco 49ers fans.
I am no longer a Niners fan so long as Kyle Shanahan is coach and Brock Purdy is quarterback. Let management know this.
I'm sure the social media team did send that to their management.
They alerted them right away.
Post-haste. Yeah. Coach has been fired because of this one guy on social media that sent us a comment. I'll be honest, though. There was a moment during the game before the Seahawks obviously scored to take the lead where I was like, why do I do this to myself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, here I am sitting on the couch and I'm sad because I think the team's going to lose. I could be playing with my kid. I could be doing something more productive, but I'm sitting there torturing myself with this team.
Got all worked up for nothing, Steve. It was going to be okay.
And then Geno scored a touchdown. I'm like, I'm so glad I watched this game. Let me text Danny.
And now we go back home to Lumen Field this weekend.
Take on the Arizona Cardinals, who had a bye week, but they are 6-4, first place in the NFC West, and then everybody else is 5-5.
Right?
That's crazy.
What a weird year.
But I mean, for a weird season for the Seahawks, the fact that here we're 10 games in and they still have a very good chance of making the playoffs, especially if they beat the Cardinals, destiny is in their hands.
Let's go, Hawks. Hey, speaking of Hawks, we're going to have a former Seahawk with us at Live Night. Is that right, Steve Miggs?
Walter Jones, Big Wall himself, he'll be joining us at Live Night at the Showbox Soto, and that's happening on December 13th for Live Night.
It is a Friday the 13th, so the theme is A Nightmare Before Christmas. If you want to dress up, you totally should. Everything is live, and the tickets are on sale now over at KISW.com. Things did get a little odd after the Tyson-Jake Paul fight, did they not?
For many reasons. Bare butts. Prepare butts.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we know that when you check out the world of pop culture, it is information overload these days. And we're here to help you out to sift through all of it and tell you what is trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending next, bro?
27-year-old Jake Paul beat 58-year-old Mike Tyson on Friday night. There were no knockdowns, and here is the final decision being announced.
After 8 full rounds, declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake El Gallo Paul!
You suck. We love you, Mike.
I guess...
When you say 27 versus 58, what the hell were we thinking?
I know. I really wanted to believe it could happen.
For a half a second, it felt that way. For at least half of that first round. And honestly, when watching it, it felt like the first 10 seconds of every round, Mike had a little gusto, a little spring in the step. And then he realized he has old man legs. He had a knee brace, too. And he made it a point to say, yeah, that's not an excuse. But, I mean, you're old and you have a knee brace, that's not a very good sign.
No, not at all. The real winner of the evening, though, was Netflix. They had 60 million households tuned in.
And 59 million of them were upset with them with the stream.
I mean, we had some issues where we were trying to watch down in Portland. We basically missed the whole fight and had to rewatch it.
I tried to watch it, but I blacked out because I decided to do a drinking game. Every time Roy Jones Jr. said, "I don't like this," whatever it was about the fight, I took a drink and I was wasted after the first round.
No.
Everything, like, his only commentary was like, "I don't like his legs. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like it." I'm like, okay, we get it. You don't like it.
We got your opinion.
Why don't you just be quiet? Just message let Mauro Ranallo do the commentary and we'll be completely fine. After the fight, Ariel Helwani, who's like a guy that does a bunch of stuff with MMA and boxing and also in the world of pro wrestling as well, he was in the ring with Mike Tyson and things got a little odd as they were talking and mainly talking about Mike and the fact that he liked to bite his own gloves.
The broadcast team was debating what you were doing with your glove. Was it a mouthpiece issue or were you just biting on your glove? What was that? Could you tell us?
Oh, I have a habit of biting my gloves when I fight, yes.
Why do you do that?
I have a biting fixation.
I've heard about that.
It's like he set himself up for that. I have a biting fixation. I was like, here we go.
Let's unpack that a little.
I don't want to know more. What does your gut say right now? Is this possibly the last time for you?
And I think everybody thought he was going to say, yep, that was it. This was awesome. My kids got to see me get out there. Everybody in across the world got to see me in the ring one more time. And this was a blast. Thank you so much, Jake Paul, for the $20 million, and I'm out. That's not the answer we got.
I don't think so.
You've got more in you. Who comes to mind?
Well, I don't know. Maybe his brother.
You want to fight Logan? Logan, I think he said you might be next.
I kill you, Mike.
No, please. No, no, no.
It is on then.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure if that's the case, that is going to be a completely scripted event because Logan's doing the WWE stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just the fact that he was even brought up. I'm like, why would he bring him up? I'm like, okay, are we just another cash grab?
I'll watch.
But the real talk of the fight wasn't Tyson or Paul or that incredible ladies fight that was really good right before the Tyson Jake Paul fight. It was more about a singular lady, the ring girl. The entire internet was like, who is this girl? Did you see any of this?
I mean, I saw it after the fact, but I just feel bad for the other ring girl who didn't get even half the attention Thomas was getting.
Sydney Thomas is all of a sudden a household name because everyone's like, who is this? Who is this? She's like, guys, it's me. The funny part is I was on TikTok and our friend Penelope Rose, you know, our OnlyFans model that listens to the show, she had a whole video post about who is this girl. And then I'm reading the comments and Sydney Thomas, like, it's me. Thanks for this. I'm like, what is happening here? Like, I guess she was just responding to everybody, letting everyone know that that's me, Sydney Thomas. So there you go.
Big night for her.
Well, I mean, apparently, like, her social media numbers, like, went through the roof, shockingly.
Mm. Conan O'Brien is going to be hosting the 97th Academy Awards. This will be his very first time leading the ceremony. And those Oscars will air on March 2nd of 2025 on ABC. Conan posted a video sharing this big news.
This is incredible. I've been handed an Oscar. I'm an Oscar winner. It's amazing.
Host.
Oh, I'm hosting.
Yes.
I'm an Oscar host.
Exactly.
Oh, but do I still get to keep the Oscar?
No, you don't.
Oh.
Thank you.
Are you excited about Conan?
I was going to say, no. I don't remember the last time I watched the Academy Awards. I don't watch the movies that are being celebrated, so it's like, there's really no reason for me to watch it. And then if anything funny happens or anything out there happens, it's going to be on social media like 15 seconds after it happens.
That's a good call. You can just pay attention to the social media aftermath.
Are you excited about this?
I mean, every time I watch, I'm like, I'm going to get into these movies. I'm going to watch these movies. And then I never do. I'm a really bad movie watcher. I'm not even a good show watcher.
No.
I'm behind on everything the time.
I know. My DVR is packed right now.
Well, we just watch a lot of kids' stuff, so it's like Dino Trucks is very big right now, Batwheels, Spidey and Friends. I don't have time for Academy Award-nominated movies.
But Barrett's not into those kind of films at the age of five? That's crazy.
No, I know.
That's got to be one of the hardest, though, gigs to have as a comedian or a host, because you're really not performing for the everyday Joes like us. Like, you're performing for a room full of these full of themselves, pretentious celebrities that aren't going to find anything funny, especially if you say their name and you joke about them in any, you know, but you have to. Like, you have to kind of roast them. Otherwise,
absolutely,
what the hell are you doing up there?
That's what people expect.
Yeah, so, I mean, I give him credit. Good luck to him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I was going to say, do you want to try this? But I feel like I already know the answer for the three of you. there's an Australian, the Australian government right now has just put out an app. I don't know why they're doing this, but they're trying to track the people of Australia's flatulence for 3 days to help scientists with this study. So they made an app where you can kind of like track how often you fart and what kind of fart that you have. In fact, here's one of the researchers. Her name's Megan. I don't know why they put her up to the task of having to explain what the hell's going on, but here she is talking about the program.
The sound and how loud it was, or if there was much of an odor to it. It's not something that everyone's comfortable discussing, but it is a normal function of the body, and it's healthy. It's a sign that you're healthy.
I just want to know, why do they need to have this information, though? Why did the government have to put out an app for this?
I just love that Australia is the country that brought us Chart Your Fart and Ray Gun. I mean, this is a big year. This is Australia's year.
It's Christmas came early for all of us, thanks to Australia. I'm already having a hard enough time. Like, I'm doing like a new fitness thing where I have to like monitor, I have to like log everything that I eat, even take like a picture of it. Like, I can't log anything else in. Log is probably
logged out.
Log is probably the worst choice of words when it comes to this app. But I have a feeling that none of you want to do that, huh?
No.
No, you guys
don't. I'm out.
We're not down. Is it available for Apple, or is it just I bet it's for just Android users?
Because we're superior.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We.
Are you French?
We need someone to take down Steve Nix today.
Wee.
You've got a record, Steve, that is very impressive. 327 wins, getting very close to 100 losses. You're at 96 right now. 56 ties in 2024. 206-803 Rock. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.